Hello and welcome to the Unmissables National Television Awards 2018 podcast special.
Woo!
Woo!
I'm Boyd Hilton. I'm joined by my fabulous colleagues, Steph Seelan and Carrie Barrow.
Hello.
And in a very special podcast, we're going to talk our way through all the major categories of the NTAs, which will be live on ITV next Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. And then as an additional treat, we all went to see the host, Television's Dermot O'Leary, in a funny little room round the corner and asked him what he thought of some of the categories. We didn't have time to go through all of them, so we have a selection of the categories. We thought, let's see what Dermot thinks of these ones, and we got his views. And in fact, these are his views. Hello and welcome to a
Footballistically
very
Arsenal.
Special. It's not Footballistically
what?
Arsenal, Dermot. It is a special Unmissables podcast, NTA 2018 special.
It's the most unmissable of all the Unmissables podcasts,
correct.
Would you say?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it is.
I'm Boyd Hilton. I'm joined by my glorious colleagues, Stephanie Seelan and Kay Ribera. And that voice you heard right at the beginning was the living legend Dermot O'Leary.
Oh, that's
wow.
Too strong.
Come
no,
on down.
It's not too strong.
Is it
more?
Not?
No,
oh,
no.
Hi, everyone.
Host, of course.
It's unmissable.
Among many things. It's unmissable.
Unmissable.
Are you guys going to be down the NTAs this year?
Of course.
Oh, good.
We're always there with our photos.
All over.
Share.
The way you do your picture thing always changes. So I don't know where they shoved you upstairs or something last year.
Yeah, lower
we're a little
upstairs.
Tucked away.
I'm annoyed by that.
Yeah, but that means like if people really want to find us.
Kay likes a challenge though, so you know.
Oh,
if
I love a challenge.
Tell her it has to happen on the roof. She will do it on the roof.
One of my NTA kind of staples is being kind of quite tired when you come off. Kind of knackered, you know, you just want to sit and probably, you know, eat some Nando's and drink some champagne or something like that and relax. And then you want to go. And as soon as you get into the party, Kay just bounces up. Hi, let's go and get a picture.
Hey, Jem, great job.
Can I go and see my...
You
picture?
Love it.
Oh.
It's your favourite shoe
next
of
time, this year, bring the Nando's.
Yeah, that's what... That's
we'll
what
bring the chicken to you.
And we are available for sponsorship, Nando's. If you're
yes, we are.
Always.
So what we're going to do, what we thought we'd do, Dermot, is we're going to talk through the main categories of this year's NTAs, the nominees, and get your thoughts. And also generally just look back on, you know, the year of TV, 2017, what your feelings are. So what generally, how do you... What's your feeling about the year? Was it a good year?
Oh, I think it's a cracking year. I think the last 5 years, really... I think the new advent of drama and obviously how we watch drama has changed. I remember interviewing the star of The Man in the High Castle, Rufus Sewell.
Yeah,
and Rufus came into the radio show, and the time he said it took him from the first series when Amazon Prime commissioned Man in the High Castle, when they commissioned it and they offered him the job, he sort of thought, well, it's kind of a bit of a joke. It's going to be like doing a show for W.H. Smiths, isn't it? I'm doing a show for him. From the time it took from him to do the first series to the end of the second series, like, you look where Amazon Prime is now. It's just the way we consume television has totally changed. And, you know, my wife just worked on the second series of The Crown. And
we reviewed it.
You just go into, Netflix is just an, almost, it's an institution now, isn't it, really? And then you've, and then I think it's kind of in the, for all the, not divisiveness, but I guess in many ways that it's kind of disruptive. Mm. Then you've got the terrestrial game, albeit with slightly less money, really, you know, trying to up their game on drama. Mm. So you've got terrific terrestrial dramas this year, like Liar, Victoria, and they're putting Gunpowder. They're putting, it seems like the terrestrial channels are sort of upping their game. And then you've got the big entertainment juggernauts on the weekend that are still doing their thing, you know? And some brilliant op docs.
Yeah. It's a golden age.
I really think it is. I really think it is.
Are you a big binger? Do you have time? Do you set time aside to watch like an eight-episode Netflix or...?
We'll try. I quite like to space it out a little bit and have kind of...
Thank you. I'm not a big binger myself. Like to enjoy it, savour it.
Yeah, because otherwise you look forward to Game of Thrones all year and then suddenly you've done a third of the series in one night.
Yeah.
And you just think, well, hang on, what's... So I almost sort of have to go back and watch it again to kind of fully appreciate it. I am a little. But two of an evening's about...
Could you think of a favourite kind
Me and my wife, Dee, have got sort of quite similar, and at the same time, like any good partnership, you've got quite similar viewing habits, and there's certain things we absolutely watch together. Game of Thrones, Liar this year, Netflix, you know, a lot of Netflix stuff. But then there'll be certain things that I really get into on my own. So, for example, that documentary, the Ken Burns documentary of the Vietnam War, I'm kind of three into that. But I can't just say to her, do you mind tonight if we just watch the third episode of the Vietnam War on PBS? And she was just going to go, well, I mean, it's not really my thing, but also it's the third. It's not like starting from scratch. It's like the third ep. So there are certain, like Thursday night, I always play football, come home, cook a noodle soup, and watch Question Time, and that's absolutely my routine.
The dream.
And so I do love a little routine.
Mm.
Yeah, that's good. Would you ever do Question Time? Would you go on Question Time?
I think it would. I think it would. Yeah.
It'd be good. Yeah.
They've asked me a couple of times, and I've held off a little bit. Because you're sort of on a hiding to nothing. Because whatever you say, half the people in the audience are going to hate.
That's the thing. Whatever you say, someone hates it. So you've
got
to know.
Yeah, but then Hugh Grant went on, and he was, and obviously, you know, Hugh Grant is an absolute legend. But he sort of, you know, he came off really, really well. It's not necessarily how you'd come off. I just think debate's interesting, and I think politics is important. So, and we're not going to get anywhere shouting each other. So it's, you know, if. I'm a big fan of Jonathan Pye, and when who's a satirist, left-wing satirist, and Tom, the guy whose creation he is, and he did this thing after Trump winning, and he said the left's to blame for this because we've stifled any debate because unless we have debate, unless you're able to talk about things and air your differences in an adult way, then as soon as you shut down someone's argument, then they'll take it somewhere else and take it to the ballot box. And the ballot box is on your own is a very powerful place to be. It's brilliant.
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing your questions on that.
That would be amazing. There's an exclusive right there.
It's not exclusive because I don't...
Bacon did it the other week.
Yeah, he's good, I thought.
Yeah, I missed it. I've got to see it.
The thing about question time is I wouldn't have the time at the moment to, you know, of all the kind of nonsense that comes out of Piers Morgan's mouth, one thing Piers said that was very true is that when he does Question Time, he doesn't do anything else all week. So he doesn't pick up the phone, doesn't answer an email, he just researches and revises. So when you get on...
You've got to be prepped. Exactly. You have got to be prepped, Michael.
Right, shall we enter into the specific categories?
Let's.
My colleagues.
Yes.
And see what we all think. Particularly what Dermot thinks. It doesn't matter what we think.
It doesn't matter.
No one cares a shit about what we think.
Yeah, no one cares.
Let's start with...
I care.
Of course, that's very kind.
Let's
start with the extraordinarily popular category of challenge show.
I have to say, I do say to this every year. I don't know why we change it. We keep changing these categories. It annoys the hell out of me. Let's just one show let's just do factual. Let's do daytime. Yeah. Or let's do.
If it ain't broke,
they love mixing it up.
I go into some office like this morning, and they've won about five different categories. It's daytime.
Yeah. Now my lovely colleague Kay is going to read out the nominees
for challenge show. I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
See, I'd have said that's entertainment.
Love Island, MasterChef, The Great British Bake Off.
I mean, how do you compare those? That's insane.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? But which of those would you, if you had to watch one of those of an evening, what would you click?
If I had to watch, I'd watch I'm a Celeb.
Yeah.
I think. I like Bake Off, but yeah, those would be the two.
And it was brilliant to have Ant and Dec back. Wasn't it?
Terrific. Yeah. I mean, the whole Dennis Wise kind of running thing was just brilliant. Because it's a weird show when you strip it back. I'm a Celeb. It shouldn't really be as popular as it is, but they're so good. And it doesn't really matter. It's like Strictly. It doesn't sort of matter who you cast now. It's just, you know, they're in a groove.
Yeah. What did you think about Toff winning?
Oh, I loved her.
Yeah.
I thought she
came across
really
very
nice.
Well, right?
Yeah. I sort of really wanted Ian Lee to win, but...
love Ian Lee.
He'll do well out of it.
He will. Oh, yeah.
Well, he's a brilliant broadcaster. Really
he's fantastic, isn't he?
He was the only guest we used to have on Little Brother who never watched Big Brother. But yeah, everyone else, it was always a prerequisite that you have to say, please, you have to watch Big Brother. Yeah.
And he never used to watch
it. No, Ian would show him the episode on the day and then come in and go, that person's rubbish, they're an idiot, and I'll tell you why they're an idiot. And he was so brilliant, honestly.
He's a legend. Now, you're going to like this category, crime drama. Kay, what are the nominees?
Now we're talking.
Broadchurch.
Yeah.
Line of Duty.
Yeah.
Little Boy Blue. Mm. And Sherlock.
Yeah, good.
What do you reckon?
Out of the two, I love Sherlock, but Sherlock hasn't been on, doesn't feel like it's been on a lot.
It was on very early 2017, literally the first week of 2017.
So therefore, I would probably say, just because of the, I love it when, I mean, it'd be nice for Broadchurch to win because it'd be a fitting end to Broadchurch, but just because I think it's kind of hit such a vein of form, and it's one of those shows that kind of has crept up on the nation, Line of Duty.
Has to be Line of Duty.
Well, you know what I love about Line of Duty? The commissioners have... I mean, it's been a success since day one, but they've gone... They've given it time, they've let it breathe, and now, what, four series in, I think? Mm. Suddenly now it's got to its point. And, you know, if they'd have kind of panicked early doors and it wasn't doing particularly good business, they'd have probably cancelled it. But they've stuck to their guns. I think it's really important, especially with the drama, to do that.
Yeah.
Who's your favourite character? Please let it be Ted.
Who's Ted?
Hastings.
You know, yeah, it's Scottish Hastings.
You know, like,
He always goes Sunny.
Yeah, the commander of...
Aidan...
Yes, yes.
He's Irish.
Yeah, the Irish guy.
Yeah.
Was he
Irish?
Yeah, he's Irish.
Aidan Dunbar.
He's a legend. He's amazing, isn't he? He better not be the baddie next
week. Lionel of course, also won the Heat Unmissables Award for Best Drama, second only in prestige to the NTA. Many would say. Now, here's a category, Dermot. Talent show.
Oh, yeah.
Britain's Got Talent, Strictly Come Dancing... The Voice UK or
The X Factor?
Yeah,
I mean, what can you say?
Well, we've got we've had a hiding last couple of years. Strictly have won. Do you know? I think I go back to your point as well, though, about when shows air. Because I honestly think I watch BGT and I think BGT is such a good show. And I watch BGT and I think if we don't win, I'd quite like BGT to win. And actually, I think if BGT fell in a different part of the year, they'd probably win an NTA.
Yeah, because voting is open right up pretty much until almost like the day before or something like that, isn't it? So
I suppose you
like
do kind of forget about BGT.
Yeah,
but a lot of the NTAs is obviously you do well to make the shortlist, but then it's interesting when you see those kind of daily shows or those weekly shows, how some of them kind of unashamedly plug the fact they're up for an award. So this morning you used to send out chocolate bars. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Did they?
Yeah, like gerrymandering. Whereas you look like...
Scandal.
Whereas the one show will just sort of casually mention it every now and again in that kind of a BBC kind of almost apologetic way. Oh, please, you don't have to vote for it. No, don't.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And actually, you know, you look at the viewership of the one show, there's absolutely no reason as to why they... If they mobilise their vote, there's no reason why they shouldn't win.
That's an amazing fact about the chocolate bars being sent out.
Well, I only have them once.
Once is enough.
Now then, here is drama. I know you love a bit of TV drama. Kay, what are the nominees?
Call the Midwife, Casualty, Dr. Foster, Game of Thrones, or Liar.
See, this is where I get confused. So Call the Midwife and Casualty won last year.
Did they?
Yeah.
Did they?
And they must have had a special...
They had a period drama.
Oh, yeah, I think they did have period drama, yeah.
Oh, no, there's not a period drama.
That was bonkers, yeah. So this year it's just all drama.
But it's a weird... I love upsets on the show. I love it when either a show comes from nowhere, like when Celebrity Juice has won before, or I remember when The In-Between has won. But an upset can actually come from a relatively mainstream show. So Call the Midwife didn't expect to win last year. Casualty definitely didn't expect to win last year. You could easily put Casualty in serial drama. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So 2 years ago, Saran had an incredible year with Dr. Foster. I can't look beyond Game of Thrones there because, yes, I can. I can look at Liar.
I know you love Liar.
But I'd go one of those two.
Yeah.
And I don't think Game of Thrones, I don't think we've engaged well enough the kind of the changing market and the digital, whether you call it digital or whatever, as an award. I'd like to see a new award for streaming on demand kind of style shows like Game of Thrones is.
Yeah, Game of Thrones seems like should be in a category on its own because it's just so incredible. Did you love the last series?
I love every series.
So good, isn't it? But it really ramped up last series, I think.
I think, like, once again, it's that show, you strip it back and yeah, it's an adaptation of several incredibly detailed books, but not many people who are into Game of Thrones probably would hold their hand up and say I love fantasy.
So true.
It's just about politics, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And romance as well, because
love the dragons though, don't you?
I love the dragons, but I don't like fantasy books. I don't like anything like that, but Game of Thrones,
don't mention the word.
Yeah,
I just love it. What? So much. It's a relationship.
Go on, say it. The word you hate most.
I don't like dystopian dramas. Anything dystopian.
The D word.
Irrational hatred of dystopian dramas.
Why?
Don't get started. No.
I mean, there's no one.
No, a little bit.
There you go.
What? Hang on. I'm really confused by that.
Yeah, we're all confused.
Because by its definition, you're like, me and Boyd, we've got a very good friend of ours called Dom. And Dom refuses to engage in fiction.
Yeah.
So he just becomes...
Fiction.
I understand.
Yeah, that's okay. Dom, I'm
with you. But then Dom loves art. And I keep saying to him, it's the same thing. What you get out of art, I get out of fiction. He goes, no, because fiction didn't really happen. I'm like, but art didn't... Art is an interpretation of... No, we've got to go in. Interpretation of someone... You know, it's someone's expression. And fiction is exactly... The book is exactly the same.
No. Dystopian...
It's exactly his argument.
That's what she does. We are running out of time, so should we fit in? Let's draw a veil over TV presenter.
I'd refuse to read them out.
I don't know, they should just retire the category.
Yeah, retire the bloody category. I think whatever it is, it's a
disgrace. Get all our awards.
That's all I'm saying. So should we quickly try and should we fit in? I know you like this category of the Bruce Forsyth Entertainment Award, which has been specially renamed in honour of that legend.
Yeah.
Okay, the nominees.
All Round to Mrs. Brown's. Anton Deck's Saturday Night Takeaway, Celebrity Juice, or The Graham Norton Show.
I mean, that's strong, isn't it?
It's really strong, isn't it?
Don't look at me.
Oh, I am looking at you, damn it. You're the
no
expert.
No one cares what we
this
think.
This is your field, entertainment television.
Well, look, I think all around Mr. Brands has come from nowhere. I think it's a really strong show. I think what they've taken the character somewhere else. I think it's
it was a reimagining, wasn't it?
Or yeah, exactly.
I'm calling it.
You can't look. I think Takeaway is probably the stickiest entertainment show in the country. It's so much fun. Juice is like a stalwart now, isn't it? But then I think Graham, I think it's a scandal that Graham hasn't won more awards because I think Graham's top of his game. So I'd probably just about say Graham.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I think we have unfortunately run out of time. We're being wrapped up.
It's a wrap up. Wasted so much time.
You know, all the pogs are going to be saying that.
I blame myself a little bit because I asked a stupid question.
You entertained it.
No, it was important.
I'm sorry.
It was a takeaway from this.
It was at least 5 minutes that we wasted.
It was disgraceful. I blame myself. For even bringing it up, but let's say so. The NTAs are coming up, and
challenge show,
final...
crime drama, talent show, drama,
comedy,
other drama.
I mean,
like
I know
serial drama, strange drama.
Yeah, comedy. I know you would have picked Still Open All Hours. I just know it.
Drama performance.
But, yeah, there are loads of characters we didn't get to, but you'll see all of them on the NTAs itself. Which is that finally, Dom? Is there what's the one thing you look forward to when you're hosting the show every year?
Other than seeing us at the after show party,
of course.
I like Top of Part 2 when we do a little swoop around and see who's here.
Oh, yeah.
It's weird. The O2 is a great venue, but I'd quite like it to go back to the Albert Hall because there's an intimacy about the Albert Hall. And people, I think it conjures more mischief. So when people get on stage and they see 10,000 people there, they're less likely to muck around.
Yeah.
And it's kind of the same with the Brits now. And I'd quite like to get back to it being naughty and.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
You know. Who's going to be performing?
Tonight.
Really? Can I petition? I think we all speak for all of us, just me. Chris and Kem doing a little sing-on.
I'll take that petition.
Yeah? And I'll take it seriously?
I'll deliver it to Downing Street.
I thought you were going to say something really rude, though. I'm going to take that.
Straight out of Love Island.
With the...
A hit record they've
absolute
had.
Absolute respect it deserves, Kay. I'm going to take
Thanks.
That petition. I'm going to
I'm
give
so
it
excited,
to the NTA people. They might lose it somewhere in the day.
Yeah.
I think Raxu should perform.
Definitely Raxu. Yeah. A collab with Chris and Kem.
A collab.
Maybe
with...
Raxu and Grace. Just to
yeah, that'd
you
be
know,
nice.
Just,
yeah.
Just throwing out there.
Get them with some other artists.
Yeah. Know, Chris and Kem.
Two guys from Love Island.
Good point. And on that very, very pertinent note, thank you so much, Dermot, for taking part
in
our Miss Sports podcast special. So that was us, me, Steph, and Kay, chatting away to Dermot O'Leary about some of the categories of the National TV Awards. But you know what? Our time is limited. We didn't have time to talk about all of the categories. And I know you want to know from us what we think as TV experts, in big inverted commas, think is going to win or should win at the NTA. So we're going to go through the rest of the categories now, Steph.
Yeah, but hold on. I'm just going to pick this bit of B. So, but you brought up the dystopian thing, made me look like a right dick. In front of Dermot,
I'm going to defend Boyd. I might have been the one to say the D word, but then I didn't say what that would. That could have been Dermot.
But it was true facts, though. You're denying your weird anti-dystopian.
Don't embarrass me again in front of
he was fascinated. Dermot was fascinated by your weird dystopian thoughts.
Yeah, because it was like his mate, he said.
Yeah.
Watch out, you lot.
No. He was intrigued by your weird little taste.
Well, he said we wasted time because we were talking about it. That's what he said.
We will see him next week. It'll all be fine.
Okay. He was joshing. Now, Dermot himself is obviously one of the greatest TV presenters
of all time.
Living, slash of all time. So why don't we look at the category of TV presenter now, in which I would say, outrageously, he is not nominated.
Mm.
Controversially and outrageously. No, what's your feeling?
Are they not nominated him because he's hosting?
No, he's been nominated before.
Every single year.
Yeah, he's been nominated before. He always loses to... Anton Deck.
I mean, everyone does. What
nominated.
Has happened? Because this is crazy.
It's a travesty, is what it is.
It's a travesty bordering on a
Do you want me to read out
farrago.
The noms?
Kay, I would love you to read out the noms.
TV presenter, Anton Deck, Bradley Walsh, Holly Willoughby,
and
Philip Schofield.
Sorry, I had to interrupt for a minute. What the hell does Bradley Walsh present?
This is what, that's what my
He does the
about.
Thing, doesn't he, on ITV all the time, the
chase,
game show,
it?
The Chase. And the Chase Celebrity Specials.
That's
and the...
not presenting.
Listen.
It is.
It isn't. Listen, his mouth moves
he's
and words come
popular,
out.
He's popular, Walsh.
Sorry, Kay. Carry on with
what
the
What I'd
list.
Say is, I mean, I feel like he's the reason why Dermot's been shunted because the other two usually appear on the list.
Someone,
Bradley Walsh is new to the list.
Someone somewhere's gone, make way for Bradley Walsh. Some lunatic.
You know, the Walsh is a phenomenon now. You know he's you know this thing of that was my can of Pellegrino there that I slammed against the table.
Every
you
week
know,
you're promoting a new drink.
You know
drink.
There's this thing now of all these like... old men, these middle-aged men doing albums. Like,
Oh, yes, he's in that.
Like Alexander Armstrong.
Armstrong.
And what's his face from Strictly? Anton Dubeck.
Dubeck. Yes. Shane Ritchie.
Surely Len Goodman has one out.
Yeah, probably Len probably Goodman. Does, yeah.
And Bradley Walsh's one was a huge phenomenon. He did one last year. It was one of the biggest albums of the year. Yes, really? It was. Because people love Walsh. Love the Walsh.
Well, do you know what? Durham can release an album.
He should release. I bet he's being, I think I pretty much know for a fact he can't sing. I think he would admit that if he was here now.
But can Bradley Walsh sing?
Well, you know, yeah. he's a showbiz all-rounder, Walsh. He's also going to be in the next Who's the Doctor Who as a regular.
Yeah, no, I'm not happy about that, though.
Oh, okay, well. I think he's all right. I don't hate him. I don't hate the Walsh. But, I mean, we were talking around the fact, the obvious fact that Anthony's going to win, as they have done for the last 29 million years.
Well, hold on a minute, because I've got a question. Why on earth are Holly and Phil not in Holly and Phil category together?
Because well, I think, mm-hmm. well,
go
sorry,
well, I think they do everything together, Dancing on Ice, together.
Not everything.
Yeah, this but morning, also, together.
Celebrity Juice, Holly's on it on her own. I know she's not a presenter, but she's on it on her own. Phil does other stuff.
I disagree. I think Holly and Phil.
She's done stuff on her own. He does stuff on his own. He presents the soap awards, doesn't he?
Well, then they should only be judging the things that they do on their own and not be able to take into account this morning.
But they're not a double act. Ant and Dec have literally.
So if you can assure me that when this is judged, they'll only be taking into account the individual presenting things that they do, then I'll be okay with it. What I'm saying is their effort cannot be combined.
I think this is a moot point. Antedeca got the award.
It's moot. It's totally moot. Kay's right.
But it's a valid point.
Antedeca going to win, and of course they should win. I mean, what else is there to say? I mean, does anyone disagree?
No.
Other than Durham should be on the list.
Durham should be on the list. That's what we've made clear. Let's move on. Factual Entertainment. Steph, tell us who the nominees are.
The nominees are Ambulance, Diana, Our Mother, Her Life and Legacy, Gogglebox, and the winner in all our hearts, Paul O'Grady, For the Love of Dogs.
Do you really think that should win just because of your love of dogs?
I think it should win because it deserves to win and it's a fantastic programme.
Over Gogglebox, the phenomenon that is Gogglebox.
Would you not say that Pog Dogs is phenomenon?
Pog Dogs.
It's on at Christmas. When they have a Christmas special, that's what it's called. Pog Dogs, that's the hashtag.
Wait, that sounds the combination of people on the ground and dogs. Pog Dogs. That's the canines belonging to our pogs.
That's where it came from. Oh, my God, Pog Dogs.
Dogs on the ground.
Yeah, people on the ground dogs.
Yeah.
I think it should win because when was the last time you watched Paul O'Grady Love for the Love of Dogs?
Probably about 3 years ago.
Okay. Yeah. Well, a lot happens.
I wholeheartedly disagree with Stephanie, and I think Gogglebox should win the winner.
Why?
Because it is endlessly entertaining. It's got great families on there, like the Siddiquis, Friends of Heat, who are just very entertaining as well.
Also on Paul O'Grady. Also on Paul O'Grady. Yeah, go on. Keep going. Give me some more reasons why Gogglebox should win.
Because it's just brilliant. And also, I'd like them to win as a tribute to Leon, who passed away. And I think it would just
be lovely.
Got you there. She's
now
got you
I
there.
Can't say anything.
She, in fact, not him.
Yeah, fine. I can confirm I am a lady.
All right, again. Yeah, another point in the podcast where you make me Steph look like
is
a right
an asshole. There should be a jangle for every time we expose Steph as being an asshole. She's not an asshole.
Well. See her. Steph is an asshole.
That happened a little bit too quickly. Do you know what that happened? Just a little bit too quickly.
He's had it in his brain for a little while.
Don't encourage people.
Sorry.
Don't hashtag things.
Isn't it weird though? Can I just say, I mean, I agree about Gogglebox should win definitely, but it's weird, isn't it, to have the one-off documentary, Diana, Our Mother, Her Life, which was where the princes, Harry and William, very movingly spoke about what happened when Diana died and everything in the aftermath, in the same category as Paul O'Grady's Dogs and Gogglebox. It's a bit weird, isn't it? But
the Queen has been on Paul O'Grady for the Love of Dogs, though.
Has she? Are you making that up?
No, I've watched every single one. She's been on it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, but Princess Eugenie's been on Gogglebox.
not as a Gogglebox-er reviewing TV.
Yeah, just with Fergie.
Oh, celebrity one.
No, with Fergie. She was on. No, I'm kidding. Oh, that's all a complete lie.
Oh, okay. I would have believed it. She'd been on with, like, Noel Gallagher or something.
Oh, that I'd love to
see. Celebrity ones were amazing as well.
Liam Gallagher. Forget.
Yeah, but this isn't for celebrities. Fantastic. This is for normal
I think it includes it. I don't know. I feel it
I think there needs to be some sort of clarification of what it includes. Right. It includes
it's not hard
specials.
To understand. Gogglebox going to win.
Gogglebox going to win. Two out. We've beaten you. Two out of three.
Okay. God, you really turned against me. You really taken against me.
The next category is drama performance. And interestingly, I think the NTAs are unusual in the whole world of awards because they don't separate out actor and actress. They're all in one big category.
We're just human beings, boys.
Yeah, I'm going to read out these ones. I know you're getting ready. You are readying yourself.
No, GFY, go for it.
Thank you. Drama performance nominees are David Tennant for his role in Broadchurch, Jenna Coleman, Victoria, Sheridan Smith in The Moor Side, Suran Jones for Dr. Foster, and Tommy Hardy for Taboo. Where to begin?
Oh, I think it's got to be Sheridan Smith.
Yeah,
the nation's favourite. National treasure.
The Moorside was.
The Moorside was that gritty recreation of that. Yeah. Very interesting case, wasn't it?
Hold on. Yeah. Shannon Matthews.
Thank you. Well done.
Shannon Matthews. So true story, Shannon Matthews, told in three parts, if I remember correctly.
I think so.
And she took on the role of Julie Bushby, who was
the best
friend
of Shannon's mum.
And she really befriended Shannon's mum to and help drive the big search and the big protests and stuff like that, and obviously was eventually...
Yeah. I think it's very tough... Cool. Between obviously Sheridan Smith, who you know is probably the most popular actress in the country, and Saran Jones, I think she was so brilliant in Dr. Foster, and in Series 2, there's even more tough stuff for her to do, all that stuff with her son and everything. So I think she might just get it. I feel over Sheridan Smith, which I know is an incredible call, but I think she might just get it. What are you feeling, Kay?
I want Sheridan to win.
Okay. I want her to win.
Okay. I feel like you know Saran has won before. Obviously, he's fantastic in Dr. Foster, but I just think Sheridan deserves it.
Okay. There you go. Well, you too. I'm outnumbered.
Yeah. Mm. Who do you think then? You want it to be?
I think I want Saran to win, I have to say. Just slightly. Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Just slightly. We'll see what happens on the night. Serial drama. Kay, you are the queen of soap.
Mm-hmm.
You have a soapy bubble.
Yep.
That's
what
the name.
That bubble
is that what
predict?
It's called? Your
no, it's no. changed. It used to be soapy bubble.
Yeah.
Now
what's it called now?
The soap dish.
The soap dish in Heat magazine. Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the nominees, Kay?
Big pause for that. Yeah. Dramatic pause for soap
It was dish. A soap pause.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was the end. It was just before the doof, 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 doof. Okay, Coronation Street, EastEnders, Emmerdale, and Hollyoaks. I'm straight off going to say EastEnders. I love EastEnders because I've watched it from childhood, but hasn't had a great year. So I think it's between Coronation Street and Emmerdale, and I think Coronation Street's going to do it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now, as you know, Steph and I are avid soap watchers.
We'll just go with my verdict.
We spend most of our spare waking hour.
Oh, if I miss an episode or I'm a right one.
Yeah,
yeah.
Box, did you suddenly go into like soap
dialogue
mode?
Yeah, I went to soap
mode.
Language, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, you've never watched soap because they're not on Netflix, are
they're
they?
They're not on Netflix.
If they're on Netflix.
I have previously...
If Hollyoaks is on Netflix, you'd probably watch it.
Hollyoaks is not my bag.
No. I once went to the NTAs as a guest of Hollyoaks,
oh
believe
God,
it or not.
Okay, well, Lion that's Pictures gonna happen again after it. They hear this.
Yeah, I mean, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, and obviously they've learned their lesson and they've invited me back. But it was a treat because I got to sit in the main bit,
jury?
In the main thing. Yeah, I was on Soap Jury a couple of years ago. Like, oh, mate, I watched the stuff I had to watch for it.
It's diligent.
So you're saying the winner's going to be, what did you come out to in the end?
I think Corey. I think it's between Emmerdale and Corey, but I think Corey.
I used to watch Corey when I was growing up and I loved it, so I'm going to say Corey.
Mm. Okay, I really do not want to. Like nail my post because I just don't know. I don't watch any of these.
That's very honest of you.
So I just I'm going to go okay.
Unusually honest.
Principled, unusually principled.
Trying to turn it around, guys.
Next, in a similar vein, we've got serial drama performance. Yes, they separate out serial drama performance from drama performance. Kay,
Barbara Knox as Rita Tanner in Coronation Street, Danny Miller as Aaron Dingle in Emmerdale. Lacey Turner, Stacey Fowler in EastEnders, and Lucy Fallon as Bethany Platt in Coronation Street.
Funnily enough, go on, you're going to give your vote here. If
no, I was
contradicting
say I'm
yourself,
out. Oh, no,
you're
I was,
out again.
I was gonna, all I was going to say is, you know, Lacey Turner, I know, is an amazing actress because she's in other stuff, but I don't even know who any of these people are.
Danny Miller, I know, so I'm going to say he should win.
That yeah. You can't do that.
No, I've just done it.
But you know her as a friend, so you think he should win.
Well, it's a friend. I mean, I know him. I've just got to know him over the years a bit.
Do you know what? Danny Miller is very good as Aaron, and he's had a big year.
Yeah.
But Lacey, I mean, it hasn't been the biggest of years for her, but she's just had an emotional storyline recently, and she is fantastic, and she's probably the best crier on TV.
Oh, she's an incredible crier. She spends a lot of time suffering, doesn't she?
Yeah, and she's. Do you know what? She's a fantastic actress. So I'm going to say Lacey Turner.
She spends a lot of time suffering.
On screen suffering.
She does suffering like no other. Honestly, she is amazing.
She went away, didn't she, to do Our Girl, military drama. And then she went back to EastEnders.
Yeah.
To have more
suffering.
She
suffered a lot in Wolford.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm saying Lacey Turner.
Okay.
We'll go
excellent.
With you.
Next, we have comedy. Steph, what are the nominees?
The nominees are Benidorm, Peter Kay's Car Share, Still Open All Hours, and The Big Bang Theory.
Now, I had the privilege of writing the feature in Heat magazine that's coming out, if you're listening to this Tuesday today, where I gave my verdict on various categories. And I have to say, when I looked at this list, I was distinctly underwhelmed. Because you've
Me
got
too.
You know, nothing personally against Ben Adorn, but you know, it's been going for like 8 years or whatever, and it is what it is. It's fairly. Mm. I'm gonna use the word. I'm sure the creative Ben Adorn will be furious if it. I hope he's not listening. He once picked me up. I once gave a 4-star review. This is a true story of Ben Adorn in Heat magazine of the when it was out on DVD of like probably like the third or fourth series. I gave it 4 stars, and I said, you know, because it does what it does. It's got in that Carry On vein of fairly broad comedy. And,
you know, 4 stars is all right.
Yeah, well, this is my point. He complained. He kind of got annoyed even with the 4 stars. I'm like, hold on, you should be happy with the 4 stars.
I'm anti-Benidorm now.
So that's my Benidorm issue. But I do find it's just, I can't endure.
It's not your bag.
I can't endure more Benidorm. Still open all hours. I mean, I cannot watch it. I physically can't watch it. I find it difficult to cope with.
I love Open All Hours like the original. I have to
say,
I didn't need a remake.
And The Big Bang Theory, I kind of like, you know, on the, you know, but it's getting a bit.
No, I will not hear anything against The Big Bang Theory, because I think a lot of people, it's fashionable to say, oh, The Big Bang Theory, it's been on for ages and nobody. It's still incredibly sharp and witty and funny. It's still very good.
But bottom line, for me, Peter Kay's Kershaw shines out like a glowing beacon of comedy and quality in this list. Kay?
I don't think there's any doubt that.
No?
Sorry, I'm not Kay, Steph, but I don't think there's any doubt Peter Kay's going to win. I am Steph.
Yeah, PK gets my vote.
Yeah, good. We're all agreed. Unanimous. Best newcomer. Oh, this is also in soaps. Well, all the nominees are in soaps, but it's not officially best newcomer in soaps.
Misleading.
Yeah, it's misleading.
Danny Walters as Keanu Taylor in EastEnders. Nathan Morris as Milo Entwistle in Hollyoaks. Porteous. What a great name. Porteous as Tom Waterhouse in Emmerdale. And Rob Mallard as Daniel Osborne in Coronation Street.
Very bloke-centric, that list. No ladies have made it onto it.
No ladies.
Controversial.
Did no ladies
this week?
No new ladies?
No.
Okay. Who's going to win this?
I'll go for Danny Walters as Keanu in EastEnders, just because.
Is he named after Keanu Reeves?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't know that.
Okay.
I just made it up. Yeah.
What's his character like, then?
Do you know what? He came as a bit of... He was the obvious, inverted commas, hunk character.
Oh.
But there's a bit more to him than that, and he's got this nice romance going on. So I think, I think let's put it like this. It's a public voted ceremony.
Yeah.
I think the public will get behind him.
They'll vote sexy.
Because he's hot. That's what you're saying.
He's visually appealing to some.
Okay.
Penultimate category coming up. Daytime.
Okay. The nominees are Loose Women, The Chase, The Jeremy Carr Show, and This Morning.
So you've got Ladies Magazine Show, presented by ladies. You've got that game show.
Oh, is this Bradley Walsh?
That's
Paul
Bradley's.
Bradley. Oh, I hope
that's your favourite. You got Jeremy Kyle.
Oh no!
Yes, still going. And This Morning. Doesn't This Morning win every year?
They win every year, so that Holly and Phil can do that thing where they go, "We haven't been to sleep. We've been up all night." On the next day, on This Morning, people live for that. They do.
It's true.
So cynical.
No, Kay.
Yeah, it happens every year.
So they do really do stay out all night. I mean, they're not faking
it. No one's doubting it.
No one's doubting it. But they do it every year. Go. Oh, we stayed out all
night.
They're
just crazy cats.
We're a bit drunk, but we won these for you guys. Thanks so much.
I'm with Steph. They will win.
Deservedly.
Oh, yeah.
They are a legend. They're a joint legend, even though they're not actually official double act.
No, but
we're not getting into this. Okay.
And also it goes to Eamon and Ruth, because Eamon and Ruth host the Friday show, don't they?
Oh, I love Eamon and Ruth.
So do they get...
So they get, you know, they get joint custody.
All right, that's good.
And also Rylan will be there and Alison Hammond.
Yeah,
and,
all the greats.
But Rylan's given up this morning now, hasn't he?
Yeah, but
now,
not during this voting period.
I see what you mean.
Voting period. Good point, Kay.
Let's always think of the VP.
Yeah. Okay. And finally, perhaps most importantly, TV judge. Okay.
No brainer.
And here are the nominees of all male. No, I'm going to, but I just want to do the Natalie Portman thing because that's the way.
Come on.
Here are the all male nominees for TV judge.
Mm-hmm.
So Kay's my Ron Howard, you see.
Yeah.
Very good.
David Walliams, Britain's Got Talent. Paul Hollywood, The Great British Bake Off. Simon Cowell, Britain's Got Talent / The X Factor, or William, The Voice UK / The Voice Kids.
If there was a category for worst TV judge, then Will.i.am would definitely win it, because I think he's the most irritating doofus on television.
Why have you taken
Can't
against
stand him?
Him?
Oh, William.
What about that coffee advert?
I mean, the
that
way
he
spells his name, the coffee advert.
That
everything.
Coffee advert's really annoying.
It's awful. But, so for me, I am biased, I have to admit, because I am a big fan of David Walliams.
Friends.
Maybe Friends. So much as I love Simon, I do think David's got to win. And he did win a couple of years ago. Quite right.
I don't see why he shouldn't
he
win.
He absolutely has to win because he's the best judge on that
yeah.
list.
He's the funniest.
He's funny.
He's brought a whole
he's
new...
Warm.
Right.
He takes the piss out of Simon Cowell. He ticks all the boxes.
He's brought a whole new wit, hasn't he? And amusement to the whole
he's
job.
He's refreshed that panel.
He's refreshed the whole world of TV judging, some would say, Steph. Do you agree or disagree?
I loved everyone. And I've been fortunate enough to meet him a couple of times when I've been with you, Boyd. And he's so delightful.
Delightful. Correct.
Also, let's also remember how he got on stage with the Show Bears that time.
Oh, legendary. Legendary. Well, I think we're all agreed. Everyone else has got to win TV judge. And that just about wraps up this very special National TV Awards podcast. The National TV Awards 2018 are on ITV live from London's O2 at that thing in Greenwich.
Hey, do you know who'll be there?
Go on.
We'll be there.
Oh, yeah, we will.
Oh God, boy.
I thought you were going to say, will I am?
No. He probably will be there. And then probably. I'm going to get you two together.
All right.
Talk about coffee.
Thanks. We'll be there. Do watch it. Hopefully you can see whether any of our predictions came true. Yeah. Thanks very much. It's a goodbye from me.
It's goodbye from me.
Goodbye from me.